So when you are in this world, you have to recognize and realize that you're in what they call spiritual warfare. So we have to be understanding what that means. That means daily you're going to combat some kind of stuff, some kind of mess, some kind of situation that you might think is way above or beyond your total control. And that's why there's a new army, a hidden army, I call it, of soldiers, of warriors in God that are rising up. And they're every age, every color, every background you can think of. And that's because God needs reinforcement. See, God has people who are thinking at this point in time, oh, I'm just going to go for my dreams. I'm just going to go for, you know, I always wanted to be a nurse. Well, being a nurse might not be that, you know, type of career that you're suited for. You might be good at being a organizer or hostess. So that's why it's good to get within yourself, to know yourself, to learn yourself if you don't know, and bring all of that peace, that self-love, that determination, that focusing on this is what needs to be done. In my travels, in my day-to-day travels, you know, my transportation is on the bus at this point. And there are people who are just so distracted, so out of touch with their stage of development. You know, I worked with children, newborns all the way up to teenage years and beyond, you know. And there's stages of development that people need to be able to maintain, to get to, in order to be productive in their lives. And I noticed that a lot of people, they just what I call messy. They don't have a real conversation, and it's circular. It's based on what's going on around in the hood or the neighborhood, not based on what's going on in this world that I can make a difference. And then they're getting on each other's nerves. This is what I'm noticing too. You know, a young man was on the bus and he had a call. So he answers it and he's like, okay, well, why are you calling me? And then if you know bus communication, you know that you're going to hear the conversations of people who are sitting like behind you, right next to you, or all around you. You're going to hear their phone conversations, and they're very, very loud. And so I couldn't help but overhear him. And he's saying that to a young lady that called him, why are you calling me? Right off the bat, he doesn't want to be bothered. She called him at least, before I got to my destination, at least 40 times, back to back to back to back to back, you know. And he literally began to swear at her. But the thing about it is that they're not communicating. They're not in each other's faces, but they're doing that energy, that negativity going through, you know, the communication system is what I'm trying to say. In other words, he didn't brush that off, or he wasn't focused on what he's got to do in life. So now he's brought drama, the law of attraction, into his life. And she's accepting it. They're going back and forth. And then finally he said, I don't have to take this. And he blocked her. But all that time he was using his energy on maybe what he could have been. He could have been building a castle for all we know. You know, he could have been doing something more constructive than just sitting there and going back and forth with this young lady. And this is what needs to be taught, not only to the youth, but also to these adults. You know, it's a lot of horrendous type of killings and type of things that are happening now that should not be, you know. And I believe in change. I believe in making a difference, you know. So those of you that are out there that still have light, share it anyway, whether they want you to or not. Share it anyway. Shine as bright as they can see, you know. Let them wear the shades, you know, that kind of thing. But we have to continue to maintain in spite of it all. And I'm not saying ignore it or deny it. No, I'm first to be in the trenches. I've been in the trenches since 13, you know, working in a hospice and things like that. And within it, even my personal life. So I'm a fighter, and I don't apologize for that. And I mean fighter on the mental, physical, spiritual level. You know, if it comes physical, then it comes physical. I practice my martial arts every day, mixed martial arts. So that's not a problem. Being in tune with God, you know, that's not a problem. I love the Lord. I really, really do. And I'm glad that's something that special bond that I have in a personal level was something that the world and family members could not take. You know, I'm thankful for that. To not be in a religious sense, and I'm so insulated and not approachable, or I'm quoting and throwing scriptures at you that you're trying to keep up with me, and really I'm just babbling what I heard. But when you're in a cave experience, or you're face to face in a situation where you got demonic spirits growling at you, or sometimes they'll insult you and things like that, you have to know what you have to do. You cannot stand there and go toe to toe with them, because they do not give up. You have to do it in a spiritual realm type of way. So my point of the matter is, maintain your dreams. Don't let anybody steal your type of energy. Don't let them steal your type of joy, your peace of mind. Focus on what you're going for. Hey, help them out along the way. But what God has given you, that's what you're to use to change this world. You're not supposed to be in there being messy. You're not supposed to be in there starting things and throwing what they call throwing rocks and high in your hand. What are you doing? You know, and I'm talking to everybody. It don't matter if you believe in God or you believe in Dersbeck. You just better make sure that Dersbeck is the one that saves your soul at the end of the day. You know, you got to believe, because we all going to be judged. We really, really are. And I don't want you saying, well, Jeannie led me astray. Oh, no. You're not getting me in trouble with God. And I am so serious. You are not going to get me in trouble with God. So I speak because, first of all, God called me. And he called me at a very young age. He called me at 2 years old. And my surroundings were not conducive, shall we say, for me to grow and to grow in believing in the Lord. So for years, I knew of him, but I didn't know him. And then when I got into my, like I say, cave experiences, being homeless, being hanging out with the wrong type of people, those type of things, and knowing you with the wrong type of people, and only God can, you know, come back and recover you. That's what I'm talking about, and redeem you and save your soul. And you know it's God. So within saying that, once I started believing that he was God in my life, things changed for the better. Oh yeah, I went through some hell. Now I'm not gonna lie on that. I did. I have. And it made me way stronger than when I first started out. And I'm so thankful. So that's why I can say the things that I say and back them up with the scripture if necessary. I can say the things that I can say, and I can stand on it because it was my personal experience, and I know what I went through, and some of my friends and things like that, they know what I've been through. And I say that to say, when you're going through things, that's part of your story. That's part of your struggle, but it's also your testimony. And within your testimony, it's a test, right? So then you have people that are going to be in your life that are going to test you. And you have to stand on that foundation of, I've been tested before. I'm going to pass this test. But you also can share what you learned through your test. There are people who won't pick up a Bible, don't know anything about the Bible, but they're looking at your life. Make each chapter in your life a good one. Do it for yourself, for your family, for the world. Now that we're global, you know, people are like, we're like living right next to each other. What's happening over the oceans and throughout the world? That's affecting us all. Along with the weather, along with the, you know, people getting attitudes, and I call it being crunchy, just being mean for no reason, just being crunchy, you know. And so I just pray. I continue to pray. I continue to believe. I know God is able. I know God is moving in my life rapidly. And I'm just thanking you all, those that are listening, those that are paying attention, you know, keep your heads up, keep your shoulders straight. You know, you have nothing to cry for. You made it to another day. You made it to another day, and you showed up. You showed up. You could have been mean-spirited. You could have been doing all kinds of ungodly things towards somebody else, or shortening their lives. But instead, you're on the right side. You're making moves, and you're trying to make things happen. So what I'm saying is that we need to reach out to each other and start, even being in spite of what the signs are saying. God has always had a people who were obedient, and they lived and they worked in spirit and truth. So my thing is, instead of being zigzagging all over the place where God has to find me again, which was not a joy for me, because when he put me in the homeless shelter, and I know it was him, That's all I had was time. That's all I had was to focus on, yes, Lord. If he whispers, Jeannie, you know what? I'm be like, what, Lord? What does your servant need to hear? You know, it's that type of thing. So I just wanted to encourage you and to let you all know that God is there. Ambulance is in the bag, but I'm going to let it go on as if it's music. I'm just thankful, people. I really am. And I just want you all to know to encourage yourselves. Everybody's not going to encourage you. Everybody's not going to be happy for you. But once you start realizing who you are, you can have your own party and celebrate it. I know I do. I sure do. I enjoy myself. I love myself. I love my kids, my family. And I just want to let you know that there's still some light. So don't be discouraged. And I hope you all enjoyed this podcast. I know I went from subject to subject, but these are things that's on my heart. None of this is scripted. The way I'm talking to you all now is the way I am in reality, in real life. I really am. I love people. God has been good to me in spite of all the setups and all the traps and all the things that people have tried to do to me. I'm still in my right mind. I'm still focused on my goals. Things are happening in such a special way. And I pray for you all to be able to know that you are not alone in this earth. You might feel lonely. And you can, do something about that, compensate that with finding a hobby, being around positive people, just sitting down and taking a look at yourself. A lot of times people don't take a look at themselves. They're constantly on the go. It's nothing like self-evaluation, you know, because I always ask, God, is it me? Is it them? Is it a combination? Is it the devil? Because I need to know before I go out there that I'm sound in mind and sound attitude, because I know he was going to be lurking somewhere. And it was an older man. He told me this before I go. He said, you know what, sweetheart? And he just came up to me and he said, God is everywhere. And I said, yeah, yes, sir, he is. And he said, and so is the devil. He said, even if you're doing good, don't forget, not far away, Satan's going to be around. And I haven't forgotten that. You know, so it's about balancing your life and, you know, taking things step by step, day by day. And whatever it is, don't kill it yourself over it. Don't. It's not worth it. What would life be without you here? What would it be like? Just give you a minute to think about it. And if it would be better, then look at how you can make things better for yourself. I'm talking soul talk right now for someone who wants to give up and say, let me just see what she got to say. Well, she is saying to you that you can make it, that you can lift up your head and you can take whatever. And for those that know, God is our shield. God is our everything. And that's why we still are here. That's why we're not in some type of psychiatric war. What you thought? It's just us just magically doing this? No, behind the scenes, sweetheart, there is a God. Can't see him, just like you can't see scotch tape, but you still use it, right? So I just want to put that on your hearts and don't give up. Whoever I'm talking to at this point, you have a lot to offer this world. And it might seem raggedy. It might seem like it's the worst thing that's going to happen to you in life. But take it from me. You know, I lived through seeing my mother die in front of my face. I lived through being out here on the streets of Detroit with my babies. You know, 3 and about 7 years old, homeless. And I know for sure, and being in a shelter outside where you're waiting for the bus, and some gentleman standing there, like on guard. I know that was an angel. I know that was an angel. So there's so many things that I'm going to be discussing on different platforms and things like that. And I just want you all to go for the ride with me. I'm going to be 50 next year. And I want to really, you know, leave a legacy for my children. And just be able to say, I did that thing. Even when I take my last breath, I did that thing, God, with your help. We went and rode them waves just like we knew what we were doing, you know, because that's my best friend for eternity. God is my best friend. I don't know about anybody else, but that's who I call on. And that's why I'm still here. So, again, whether it is morning, noon, night, or afternoon, I just said noon. But anyway, whatever time it is, enjoy yourselves. Be at peace. Remember, distractions don't keep you from realizing what's really going on. Neither does going through the circus parade or a carnival. You have to face reality one day or one moment in your life and make it the best. So each step, whatever you're doing, Either it's going to add up to positivity and you can take your last breath without regrets, or it's going to add up to negativity and you will regret the day that you were born. So it's your choice. It's your choice, people. You know, I'm not trying to push anything on you or anything like that. Just glad that someone's listening, and say, I'm so glad that someone's understanding that you can make it. You're going to make it. I'm rooting for you on the other side of the world. Okay, this is Jeannie, and have a wonderful time in your life and make it the best. Let what's in the inside that is positive stay. What's in the inside that's negative, you got to get rid of that, because you're giving out the wrong type of vibes. And we understand now that people will attach themselves to negativity or they'll attach themselves to positivity. You be the judge and you choose what you're going to do in your life daily. All right. Talk to you guys at another time. God willing. Bye. This is Jeannie signing out on Black Eagle Soaring. Thank you for spending the time with me. Bye-bye.